So pretty much the drill, what do they offer as a defensive line?
You know, they got some big guys up front. 93 is one of the biggest D tackles in the league. We got some veteran guys in Frosty up front also, and Peters, who's another big body. But they just play a heavy front. They want to, you know, rush five. study them. They probably bring a little bit of heat with them, a couple blitzes. But they're a big, solid front, and they're ranked very well.
When you go throughout the season, you play in teams like this that are highly ranked. Does it get you, I guess, more excited, less excited? Does it do anything for you?
You know, not really. Don't want to get, you know, too emotionally high or low. But what you know is that, you know, they're doing something right. And you got to be firing on all cylinders, and you got to be alert, you know, with different things that they have dialed up and have executed well.
When you're at this point in the season, how important is it, I guess, to show these young guys about being a professional and doing this the right way?
You know, I just always went by the motto, if it's games to be played, it's games to be won. You know what I mean? So, you know, being an offensive lineman, playing in the trenches, there's no tipping your toe in this game and that at those positions, because you see contact every play. So you just want to go out there and just get better as a player. And, you know, do what you have to do to help your team to win.
Offensively, there's been a couple of games back-to-back where there's been struggles.
Yeah.
You guys are kind of getting back on the right track through practicing.
Yeah, you know, I think we operated on such a high level, you know, and, you know, it's just been a little glaring these last couple of days. We just haven't been efficient in operating as far as third down, short yardage. We haven't been what we've been doing all year as far as executing. And that's been a focus, and guys have just tried to just hone in and execute better.